What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Channel 99. Today we are doing another movie slash show reviews tonight. It is Erie, Indiana, episode 3. This was a dope show.
So good, but so creepy.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
So we got this Turtle and Tristan.
Yeah, I'm actually new to podcasts.
It's very new. This is your first podcast.
Absolutely.
So was it a good podcast?
I thoroughly enjoyed it, dude.
It was fun, right?
I'm looking forward to the next one. If it ever comes about, that'd be sick.
Oh, dude, these
TV show movie reviews are definitely my favorite one to do.
They're fun. Dude, we get to hang out and just kind of geek and watch some fun shows. So what'd you guys think of the show today? It was pretty dope.
There's a very weird undertone that if you're my friend for money,
it kind of makes me kind of cringe in the back of my my spine's kind of
I think everybody who's listening right now will kind of get the same kind of vibe.
It's a creepy show.
Line I caught though that the kid said while they're sitting on the bed about the parents,
my mom's not home though.
I would have never have caught
there's a lot of undertones on this show. It's really cool, man. So, all right, everybody, thanks for listening in. Make sure that you subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Pass the episode along. Also, swing by rhinorush.com. They do a dope promo for us. And if you go there, check out with our coupon code. It's Channel 9915. That's CHANNEL 9915, and that'll hook you up with a solid deal on getting stacked up and getting jacked up.
A little bit of energy or a little bit of reals.
Yeah. Also, swing by Jack's Nutrition. They are doing a 240 deal on my other deal on my business. It's a nutrition company, Pro Edge Nutrition. We sponsor everybody from professional athletes to collegiate athletes and high school athletes. So, swing by Jack's Nutrition. They're the only place that carries us. Otherwise, you have to be a sponsored athlete. And anything else? Any shout outs, anybody?
Just use that, to get
swole. Use that Rhino Rush code
mix
for
the
sure.
Two.
Yeah,
you know,
mix it too.
You're going to get jacked if you use,
or
Pro
swing by
ProEdgeNutrition.com.
totally. But
how would
anyways,
you do these guys' businesses a favor and make them money?
Yeah.
I'll do that. That's my shout out.
And most definitely subscribe. So.
And have a
wonderful
rest of
your day. Rest of it! Oh yeah!
Shut up and sit down.
That his head was moving and his bow tie wasn't.
The bow tie.
I don't care if it's animated or not.
What's more creepy, the bow tie or the head?
The jittering out of the Wilson. Tweaking back.
The fact that he has no teeth, it's just a solid mass.
It's all white.
It's all white. There's no splits. There's no teeth.
That's fair.
It's just
looks
solid
like a piece
white.
Of plastic.
And his face is on the cake.
It's on the dollar bill. It wasn't just on the cake, it was on the dollar bill.
Creepy.
It looks like Clark Kent and what's his face? Something Herman, Pee Wee Herman.
Oh
yeah.
Had a kid.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Like a creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing business at First Erie Savings will be your pleasure.
There's nobody there.
There's four people there.
There's literally four people there.
And sports enthusiasts.
Overeager wife.
That's so inappropriate, by the way. How about she just ran up and kissed him? What was that?
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that on
HR violation. Oh man. You now have a friend. Nowadays, it's
big problem.
Bears, bro.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
It'll trend for 2 days.
And even look forward to visiting Mr. Wilson.
Dad said Mr. Wilson would change the banking industry. And Things Incorporated, that's the company he works for, was going to test it right here in Erie.
Please select a transaction, Mr. Teller.
Not only is he fast and accurate, like other ATMs, but Mr. Wilson is also warm, dependable,
No, he's creepy.
He's creepy. That death stare, like that non-existent, just like.
Man. And he puts his hand out. What is that?
Oh, that's creepy. Nah.
And then he high fives him.
Thank you all for coming.
That's fucking weird.
Okay,
he jacks you off.
Basically, it's right where that was level with. What does it say next to the like on his border?
Pedophile.
Dude, the eyes even moved on the last like on the last picture.
Yeah,
that was weird. Creepy.
Ain't it good to know what you got a friend?
No, ain't it good to know that you got a friend?
Oh, I sorry. It looked like W.
Yeah, it's all good.
Hold on, did he just say welcome friend?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, pedophile, stop.
Yeah. It's creepy.
Just typing things into it.
Just like whips his hand out.
Dude, that's pedophile as fuck.
Right?
Just totally hands the money to him, like. So
I
programmed Mr.
Wilson to be not unlike myself. I'd take it. Success is not only a boost to the company, but a nice compliment to my ego.
It just came out of the Mr. Wilson. It's a real 20.
You must be mistaken, Simon. Maybe somebody dropped it.
Oh. Keep it, kid. And scram.
Everybody knows money can't buy you happiness. But Simon was about to find out money can buy you big, big trouble.
Big, big trouble.
Big trouble, dude.
Comes with big money. I still freak out over how big that dude's eyebrows are.
Right?
They're like the only thing you see when his face pops up.
Alright, cool. This will be interesting.
I love this intro.
Me too.
I would have eaten that sandwich, Doug.
Oh, snap. It's Sasquatch.
It didn't take long for Mr. Wilson to find out what I already knew. In Erie, people wanted to be left alone. Friend. Who knows what weird stuff they were up to.
Welcome, friend.
Luckily for Mr. Wilson,
he emphasizes friend. Friend!
He just wants somebody to talk to him. He's all lonely.
It's creepy.
You can see his expressions changing.
Yo, come let me give you cash with my giant hand.
I will pull you into the machine.
Convenience stores. We had a Stop and Snack, the Pick and Go, even a Saving Hall. But here in Erie, we've got the Worldo stuff, the place that invented One Stop.
I always wanted a store like this, dude. There's some cool shit in there, dude.
Is there?
Yeah, I'd buy those shoes. I can't prove
it. That's a giant shoe.
I'd buy that wig and his glasses and that mustache. Dude, those shoes are dope, though, right?
I won't lie.
I would totally rock those.
Pretty sick.
Those are so sick. Yeah. I would totally rock them, for sure.
But you were right. His hair, his mustache definitely looked bought and put on.
Look at him. His whole persona looks bought. Looks fake as fuck.
Completely.
I'd rock that jacket, too, though. Those shoes.
What's hang time?
Door, dude. Oh, man.
How high is getting up? So, tomorrow's my birthday. My dad said he was going to think about getting me a pair of Sky Monsters, too.
Cool. Well, I'm starving, man, so let's get out of here. Oh, me too, man.
You just call him a tool?
I think he said it's cool, but I wouldn't put it past him.
I think he said cool, but...
Yeah, my man. You could buy me a jumbo box of chocolate milk balls. Milk balls. The balls that go moo. I'll get some.
Okay.
All right.
The balls that go moo.
Dude, did you see him just hop onto those stools?
Dude, those shoes are so sick, though. That hop was sick, for sure. But it's because they were wearing their shoes.
Yeah. It was mad super easy.
Dude.
Mad hops.
I could do that if I had those shoes.
There comes a time when you should hang out with guys your own age. Fortunately, Eddie and Nick are about the best Erie has to offer.
Hey, thanks for the kid.
How about Nick looks 30? Doesn't he, though? He looks old, man. He looks like at least in his 20s.
I'll have to see him when he comes back.
For Nick and Eddie, Simon's coolness lasted about
Eddie looks at least, I don't know, 18. Marshall looks 14.
15, I was going to say 15, and he looks like 13.
He looks like 12. Yeah, 13 maybe.
Underdeveloped 13.
Yeah, dude. Like 9 and
he hasn't hit puberty yet. He's just about to hit puberty, maybe.
So...
do something.
That's fair. Right? His voice is still pretty high. He's like 11 or 12, like, man.
Oh, okay. Well, let me know if Ace's girlfriend is a girl or a lady. Okay.
A girl or a lady?
Yeah, because he's like 11 and everybody else is like 18, 20.
A man's gonna do what a man's gonna do. Did you see that, dude? He's like, yeah. He's like 14. He's all like, a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. Oh, jeez.
It's a creepy ass little spot.
That's what we call a crack house nowadays.
Yeah.
It's true. Take one down. Giant.
Why is he not riding his bike? Is he just walking his bike?
Yeah, I was asking the same thing. Like, why
is he walking his bike? Why would he just ride at home?
Yeah.
Because he wants a friend. See, it's eerie.
You think he'd want to ride his bike so he could get to his friend faster, though, right?
You would think so.
Yeah. Identification number.
S-I-M-O-N.
Hello, I'm on. Nice to see you again.
Dude, like, that he remembers.
Yeah, dude, shit like that wouldn't fly nowadays. People would be so frustrated. Like, why the fuck is he glitching out?
It gives you fucking, like, answers, too. It was like, ABC, look at that. Fine, pretty good, or I've been better.
He's having a full-on like,
touch me here. What the fuck?
That's
creepy.
Oh, boy. Oh, jeez.
So he's getting off with that tie. Oh, my God. And then he pulls his hand out with, like, cash flow.
Just give him $100.
Remember, Simon, I'm here for you.
Dude.
Have a nice day.
Pedo, bro. Friend. Yeah. Pedo? Do you call him pedos?
Oh,
pedos?
His facial expressions are getting more clear and clear. That's creepy.
Yeah. Like,
dude, those skulls were not cool, though.
He's acting. Actually, he's actually developing, like a face.
Is that the store owner?
Yes, Simon, get it, dog. Part two with
bubble sauce. Dude, is that the store owner from yesterday with the mustache and the red hair?
I think so. I think he gets new glasses and a new wig every time.
Just puts on a new persona every day?
I think so.
Well, I mean, why not? Boys, any other requests?
Mr. Radford. Yep. Steve.
What's the biggest first name basis? You see that?
It's creepy. Another one of them, dude.
A good kid. Sound like an inhale burp. I'm going
to raise your allowance. What are they eating?
The biggest ice cream that he has.
Oh. Your dad said have a nice day. So much ice cream. That's my dad.
So how much is he giving you?
Good amount. I don't like to talk. You know, numbers.
How awesome would that be though to like have just this big giant thing of ice cream and just sit outside in the hot sun and eat ice cream and hang out with your friends.
And then your mom busts you.
Mom.
Come on,
freaking
mom.
Would you like to come for dinner?
What are you guys gonna do?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, you got any more of that lounge, dude?
We're gonna hang around here.
Whoa. All right. Let's go inside, man.
I couldn't believe Simon had passed up Swedish Chicken to hang out with Nick and Eddie. Something was wrong.
Uh-oh.
What's Swedish Chicken?
His favorite dish.
What is it, though? Do you know what it is? I've never heard of Swedish Chicken. Negative.
Only four more Brussels sprouts. Eat. Oh, dude, what happens if Simon's taking money from his parents because he's linked to his parents? Like, in, like, you know, the ATM or whatever.
It's funny, only one customer seems to be using Mr. Wilson.
See?
Yeah, maybe if I came up with one of those catchy slogans for Mr. Wilson, he would do even more business.
Overdrawn $240. Where does the money go?
Oh, it's pulling all the money from the dad because he's the only person. That's messed up.
Mr. Wilson, he's better than Brussels sprout.
Nah.
Good luck, Julia and Kiefer. What kind of birthday cake is that?
I just got the biggest cake they had. It was on special.
I'm sorry I ditched you the other day. Ace's girlfriend wasn't a girl or a lady.
She was lame.
Sounds it's like a your pretty mom and dad dope cake, party. Though.
Right. My mom's not home.
Is that a wedding cake?
Yeah. Did you just hear what he said? Sounds like your mom and your dad are having a party. My mom's not home.
Anything
exciting or cool?
Yeah.
Damn. I didn't catch that, dude.
I did not catch
good
that.
Call.
That's so messed up.
Shit, dude. I didn't catch that at all.
That's dope.
How can Mr. Wilson do that?
Oh, shit.
You don't have an access code. You don't even have a bank account.
I don't need one. He likes me. He can't like you. He's a machine. No, he's not.
Still he's a fucking pedo. Oh,
shit. Oh
my gosh.
It was true. While I had been spending more time...
How is there just money flying around the whole room?
The fan's going.
Well, yeah, but how is the fan pulling it out of the closet?
Yeah, like,
there's just so much money.
What? It's freaking singing with him too now, man.
I'd like to get to know you.
I'd like to touch you.
That's crazy
because
that's
weird, man.
Basically how fast AI will progress.
Hey, radar gun.
If not crazy.
I don't have real teeth.
It's sad and hard to think about, dude.
Isn't he the greatest?
Simon, please, may I suggest a withdrawal? boy, your aid does have expenses, you know.
Simon, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but we can get in a heap of trouble. All this money's got to come from somewhere.
Heap, bruh.
A heap of
Mr. Wilson told me he gets the money from a big Slurpee fund, like all those government guys.
You mean slush fund?
He said just think of it as my allowance.
Slurpee fund.
Go out and have some fun. And here's some for your friend, too.
You gotta admit, Mr. Wilson was an easy guy to like. I'd never held $100
before. Oh my gosh, dude.
That's so much money for somebody that age, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Hold it. Somehow spending all that
dude,
money
look at those shoes, man. Dude, I'm not going to lie. I'd totally wear what he's wearing right now.
Goodness gracious. Dude, look at
he's
that swagger
got
walk.
More money than his dad does right now.
And he jumps so much higher in those shoes than anybody else. Check
Matt.
That out. What? Damn, son.
To
everybody's
Simon,
like,
money was
fuck.
The answer to all his problems. Suddenly he was cooler, funnier, older. Not that he spent much on himself.
Yo, how much hairspray you think those girls go through right now?
Oh, boy.
And he's like, yo, girl, go get yourself some mousse.
Get go get yourself
some
another
spritz,
soda.
Get yourself some hairspray. Make it rave.
And spend his money.
Keep it.
Just gives people money. Get out of here.
He was flying. But like they say,
I told you.
Mad hang time.
I told you.
Damn.
Use hammering when you want to say, thank God I don't have a headache anymore. Now, here's tonight's news. The fire department had its hands full with a 2-engine blaze today. Problem is, we only have one engine.
I like it.
Hello?
Those Nikes.
Oh, damn. Sick.
Hi. She's hot, by the way.
Hi.
It's just phenomenal. Mr. Wilson did upwards of $40,000 in business over the weekend.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of money for an ATM.
And it was business. They're making money now.
And he's just giving it to this kid? How does that work?
So, Mr. Wilson is, you know, okay?
Perfecto Garcia.
Yeah, I'll get it. Okay.
What, have they just, like adapted to it?
Huh?
Dude, that's so 90s.
Yes. Big trouble. I'll be there in 2 minutes, Mr. Chisel.
Big trouble comes with $40,000.
Oh,
if something's
dang.
Too good to be true, then it's probably too good to be true.
Rampant bankruptcy all adds up to one thing. Folks, we're broke, busted, flat out of cash, penniless, in the red, destitute, overdrawn.
Dude, how about like an 11-year-old kid just bankrupted an entire town?
Oh, damn.
Oh, shit.
Gone. There's going to be a lot of unhappy bank customers tomorrow morning.
Somebody's got to pay.
Did they just say over $1 million?
Yeah.
And nobody knew that this kid was giving away $1 million.
He's just at throwing out millions of bucks.
Like at a store. Does nobody else pay attention to their kids? Nobody can see that the store had $1 million of just flow right.
He's buying all these different costumes and shit, and nobody's asking questions.
And root beers and fucking costumes.
Well, not even that. The fucking store owner's making $1 million off this kid. What's he spending the money on?
Who's tracking this? They're just finding this out?
Don't leave town, Mr. Teller.
There's trouble and there's trouble. Eating ice cream before dinner is one thing. But never had I been in the kind of trouble where they'd throw my dad in jail.
This got intense real quick.
Real money comes real problems.
Mm-hmm. It's AI, man. It's the way life rolls. This is what's gonna happen in like.
And
five
look,
years.
He's playing dumb like he was at the beginning.
Yeah. Dude.
See. And he was just doing his normal like tick 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 ting when he was being looked at.
The entire town of Erie was overdrawn. Even the world of stuff was out of stuff. Everybody was broke.
Well, how? How? That kid just spent $1 million.
Yeah, and then Simon's there balling.
Hey Simon, we gotta talk.
Nobody
so
noticed this.
Does he just have $1 million just stashed away somewhere?
There's trash everywhere.
There's trash
a
everywhere.
Limo,
the whole city
and
shut
no
down.
One's asking questions.
The whole city just shut down.
We gotta give the money back.
What are you talking about? You heard Mr. Wilson. It's all from a slush fund.
Slush fund, Simon. And it's not from a slush fund. It's from other people's accounts. If you're rich, it's because somebody else is poor. It won't be long before somebody figures out where the money went.
But why are the streets dirty? Their taxes are still being paid. They still have jobs.
No, there's no jobs, no money. Their economy's plummeted.
Well, no, it doesn't. They still have jobs. It just means that, like, when their money hits their account, it's getting withdrawn right away and drawn right to him. You know what I'm saying?
Look how much trash there is,
though. So, I mean, they're still working, but, like, where the fuck's my money going?
These clothes.
Look at these dudes. Hip hop. But I got all
these new friends. To the hip to the hop.
Hey Nick, huh? What's this guy's name?
Dude, what are you kidding? It's my old pal Moneybag.
Moneybag?
What's his real name?
Hey, I don't know.
I forgot too, man.
This slipped my mind.
I'm Simon. Oh shit.
Simon,
oh,
that's cool, right. Man. I knew that.
Take it easy, Simon. Later, Mark. See you, Simon.
And they got all that gear because of him.
We had no choice but the stuff and lick a deposit envelope for every man, woman, and child in Erie. Simon would never be the same.
I'm blown away. $1 million and nobody fucking could figure that out.
And nobody noticed the kid with the limo and everything.
Yeah, 11-year-old kid renting a limo with a bunch of like girls with just blown out 80s hairspray hair.
I have something for you. Select a transaction, please. Deposit. You made a mistake. Try
that's
again.
Not
no mistake, Mr. Wilson. We're giving back all the money. I'm sorry.
Wait, Simon, you can't do this to me. Simon,
is he gonna revert back?
Simon,
we're hurting his feelings. He doesn't have feelings.
Oh yes, I do. I thought we
dude,
were friends.
This is
that's
eerie.
Really weird.
Yeah, I mean that's.
Wait, Simon, why are you hurting me like this?
Cause you're
Simon.
Fucking creepy.
So why is giving money out making him smarter?
It doesn't
an upgrade. It's
he's like coded into being like a creep. That's just literally what it is, straight up. He wants to like touch Simon, and he's got this fake ass hand, and he's just throwing cash at him.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going on, dude? They're not showing us what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
We just know he's getting cash.
Yeah.
Who knows why he's getting cash?
And
what is
who
he doing?
Where they don't
where?
Tell us.
Like how
he
is
just,
he
like,
pulling
cash
out of
cash.
Nowhere?
Yeah. Well, he's pulling out other people's accounts.
Well, I know, but where is he making the actual paper cash though? Like,
where is he grabbing it? In
where,
that weird hand?
Yeah, where is that?
How do we know?
Exactly.
We don't see it.
Exactly.
Exactly. Who knows?
That hand opens up and gropes.
Goodbye, Mr. Wilson.
That's what's creepy.
Dude, Mr. Wilson was just like, it's crushed, bro.
And how is he able to give all that money back when he spent all that money? Mr. Wilson was never how the same after we returned. Did he just sell it all? Dad called it a short. I call
it a nervous breakdown. His shoes are all busted, bro.
No more hang time.
No more hang time.
Oh, what's the cash?
Oh, it's that hand,
it's
dude.
It's the gropey hand.
It's the thing that was touching him that he doesn't want to talk about. Dude, those are sick shoes. What are those on the Nikes? Those
the
are
left?
Sick.
Yeah, the left ones are Nikes, dude.
My Marshall.
Some retro Nikes.
So what's with the whole like sign on the left hand side that's like the glasses and the fucking
something? It's good to have a friend. Something along those lines.
It's like almost. It almost encourages like
creepiness.
Weird,
yeah.
Weird shit. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. He says Mr. Wilson was ahead of
his time. And even though Mr. Wilson didn't change the way Erie... No, Mr. Wilson's a pedophile, and it's weird. It's not ahead. It's not because it's ahead so of its true. Time. It's only because it's just fucking creepy.
That's weird. You can't buy friends, but I think you can. That's why these kids are all fucked up, man, because they're getting touched by ATM machines and shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It costs way too much,
and they don't last very long. Well, it's because they're giving you way too much boost. They're fighting gravity, dude. They're gonna break apart.
Yeah.
Always.
Oh, shit. That was a good episode. That is gonna haunt my
dreams
now.
That was a whole
now.
Episode?
Yeah, dude, that was a whole episode. Dude, it's a good show. It's short,
creepy.
Right? And it's good.
Like that's
I love
like
this show, dude. I love this show. It's one of my favorite shows ever.
Opinion.
Dude, I mean... Fuck, it's 11:30. I need to eat, but I'd be down to do
me
another
too.
Show like after I eat. So
oh yeah,
it's whatever.
I'm down.
If you're down, I'm down, dude. All right,
might
cool.
As well.
I'm down. All right,
well, let's close this out and we'll do a quick intro.
Should we? Yeah. I, no, nobody's seen my face before.